trauma, stored trauma. I started, you know, how we carry things. And sometimes it causes our bodies to scream at us because it's like, hey, wait a minute, you're not paying attention to like what's going on here. So I kind of, you know, I found my way through certain energy healers or self-help things.
Welcome to the Sensitive Success Podcast, where we explore the unique challenges and opportunities that comes with being a sensitive changemaker in today's world. I'm your host, Frida Kahlbo, and I have spent the last decade recreating my life. I moved from Sweden to New Zealand and now live in the beautiful bush with my husband and two kids, homeschooling and creating a life and business that works for me with the help of my sensitivity and support others to do the same. I'm excited to share conversations with experts, thought leaders, and fellow sensitive people who also see the world through the lens of sensitivity. Thank you so much for being here, because it means that you're creating sensitive success too, which is precisely what the world needs. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Sensitive Success Podcast. I'm Frida Kahlbo, and in this episode, I'm excited to say welcome to Julie Wilson. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
So excited to have you. And Julie Wilson is a multidimensional energy healer and psychic medium. She began her healing journey 14 years ago when fertility issues came up. She knew she was destined to be a mom, and that began her quest to understand energy work. And some of her specialities include helping people identify and expand spiritual gifts, connecting with multidimensional aspects, clearing and healing past lives and timeline work, DNA repair, and supporting others to step into their power. She also works with inner child healing, from womb work to parent-child relationship cultivation. Julie is also a wife, a homeschooling mom who likes to travel and spend time with family and her dogs. Wow, that's a lot. I'm so excited to have you here and talk about all these yummy things. So Julie, tell us about your journey and how you come to do what you do.
Okay, so I've always been kind of more connected into the higher dimensions, the more happy frequencies, I would say. It's kind of dense on Earth. So from a kid, I was always the one with the imaginary friend, or the one kind of just really in my imagination a lot. And as you know, my healing journey started, I had a car accident and I couldn't really work out. And it was just like my body started breaking down, endometriosis, all kinds of issues. I started to realize a little bit about, you know, trauma, stored trauma. I started, you know, how we carry things. And sometimes it causes our bodies to scream at us because it's like, hey, wait a minute, you're not paying attention to like what's going on here. So I kind of, you know, I found my way through certain energy healers or self-help things. My mom was really into Buddhism and like the chicken soup books. So I kind of, you know, I found free resources and, you know, I started listening to everything I could find on YouTube, from like Eckhart Tolle or somebody who was, you know, Matt Kahn, somebody who just, you know, I resonated with. And as soon as I had my first energy healing session, I was like, I have to know everything about this. This is amazing. It brought me back to my childhood joy. And I was like, I'm not crazy, because, you know, you feel energy, you're sensitive, you feel all these things. And sometimes if you don't have a name for it, or if you don't have the community or the outlet to help you understand it, you just feel like you're like the only person out there that's, you know, feeling all of these things, and everyone else is just going around like doing the 9 to 5. And you're like, what is going on? Why is everyone else not like reacting? And so I felt like she got me, and I was like, finally, somebody gets, you know, all of these things I'm feeling. I'm not crazy. This isn't, you know, abnormal. And it can actually be a superpower. Our sensitivities, as long as we're not absorbing what other people around us are carrying, it can be a superpower. And once you start to clear out some of that gunk that you don't need and that crap that you're carrying, that's just extra baggage, my body started healing. I started feeling better. You know, the symptoms, things that you only need surgery for, you can only do this to clear out, all of a sudden they weren't there anymore. And I was like, well, there's something to this. So I started learning modalities, the Akashic records, DNA work, you know, quantum healing, things like that, so that I could help other people as well, because I had such a change with my own life that I thought, why not? You know what I mean? Learn some of these things and share it, because it was such a miraculous, you know, change for me. And it was such a hard journey. You know, sometimes it's like you have your ups and downs, you go through your emotional, you know, scale. And support and other people who understand can definitely help make that an easier process. So, you know, that's a little bit about my journey in a nutshell.
Love that. Yeah, it's interesting how our own challenges become something that, yeah, I need to help someone else with this as well. So how do we know that energy work is real?
So I feel like it's one of those things that, yes, it's not like a tangible, you can put a picture to it. So sometimes we may not feel like it's actually doing anything or working, but I feel like it's a very individual journey to understand it. And once you start connecting in with your higher self, I feel like the intuitive nudges, and you can feel it within yourself. So let's say you never worked with someone else. If you just connect with yourself, meditate, stay present, your body and your life is going to shift and change. And it's going to be one of those things that you're going to have to give it a little bit of time to see the results. But I feel like if you just, you know, do the things, connect in with yourself, even just like meditation or walking meditations or the present practices, nervous system work, like all of that stuff can totally help you heal and change your life. And so by doing the things, you'll understand as you go. But like, just to say, how do we know it works? I feel like it was just a process that I experienced, and it's feedback from my clients, and it's like living and embodying those, you know, those things. And there's a lot of times where I'll have a session with someone and they're like, I feel so good. I feel so clear. I feel, you know, they'll be crying, they'll release. And so it's one of those things that I don't know if you can put it into words, how we know it works. I just know the feedback and the results are like my proof, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So you do this amazing work with the healing and mediumship. And how do you balance that with homeschooling and like those? I feel there's quite a bit of different energy in those.
Oh my gosh, it totally is. And I feel like it's a good balance though, because my daughter's very grounding. And so I feel like that she's all inner child energy. And so even though she's 10 and she's a little older, she kind of brings me back down into my grounded, you know, we got to do the schoolwork, we're, you know, we got to walk the dogs, we got to play, you know, clean the house and stuff like that. So I feel like it's a very good balance. You know, I have my calls, I have my sessions, I mean, my content creation, stuff like that. And then I have her, and I have the very human, you know, part of our life. So it's a beautiful balance right now, really. And I feel like it's good. And my husband, he's super supportive of my spiritual journey, but he's not really into any of this meditation and stuff like that. So he's always just like, you do your thing. I support you. I love you. But he's very, let's watch a movie, and like, you know, the comedy guy. And so he's very good for me too, because he's like the opposite end of the spectrum. So I feel like because of that, like, I feel like I have a good balance of people who are, you know, kind of pulling me back into, you know, the physical when I've been too much in the higher dimensions for too long doing work or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And how do you take the time to really step into those higher dimensions, as you said? Because it can be easy when you have family and husband and all of those things around you that need time and energy. And so how do you really make the time for that?
So it works really well because my husband and my daughter, we also have a cleaning business that he pretty much handles most of. So our schedule is very flexible. They like to sleep in. So every morning I have a good like 3-4 hours that I'm an early riser. I get up early. I usually go to bed early. They always laugh that I'm like 90-year-old woman because it's like 9 o'clock and I'm like, it's past my bedtime. I gotta get to bed. So that's my time. That's my time to meditate, to connect in, to prepare for any session work, anything I might have for the day, or any kind of courses or classes or things that are kind of in the fruition to come through for this year, to work on that kind of stuff. So it works really well. I spend that time alone. I'm not a big meditate for hours type person. I kind of always have my channel open. So if messages come through, or, you know, information comes through, I'm kind of just like this walking, you know, if it comes in, I'll make a little note in my phone and address it later. Or I have Google Docs started for, you know, things. I'll just, you know, plop in a little bit of information. So that's really, I think you really need anybody who has a business, I don't care what it is, and you're trying to homeschool or you're trying to wear multiple hats, you have to have good time management, a good schedule in place, like time, self-care time, time when you just have your own time or your free time that you're not working. Because at home businesses too, I feel like a lot of us don't have off switches. So it's like, we're here, we're doing it. It's, you know, we're constantly doing something. So I feel like that off switch, that fun time, all of that is as important as having the time, you know, to yourself or alone to create the things you want to create.
Yeah, definitely. So what do you feel has been the biggest challenge for you as a sensitive in business?
The biggest challenge is probably just feeling like I'm giving everything as much attention as it needs, you know, because it's like I have so many ideas, goals, things I want to create. And there's, you know, it's, I don't have a huge team or anybody. It's kind of just, you know, me doing the thing. So I feel like the time management piece, I feel like there's, you know, you feel like when you're in sessions and your kid's at home, am I being enough as of a mom? Is she, you know, suffering because I'm, you know, doing this work? So that's my biggest struggle, because I want to give everybody everything, you know, that they need, the amount of energy, time, efficiency, you know, commitment that everything needs. So I would say that's my biggest challenge, even though I feel like it's a lot of it's in my head, as if am I doing enough for everyone? Because everyone is usually like, you're fine, mom, we're fine. We're watching a movie. We're doing this, we're doing that. And I'm like, but I've been on calls all day. And so, you know, I feel like that's a lot for moms in general, though. We're always worried or have guilt. We're not doing enough.
I can definitely relate to that. So what would you say to yourself, or what have you found for yourself that helps with that?
I feel like just taking a step back and not trying to do too many things at once. And sometimes I feel like that stillness and just, I guess, patience, because it's like sometimes things are not happening as fast as they need to, or you get pulled in a lot of directions. And I just have to take a minute and be like, this is going to take longer than it needed to, maybe with schoolwork or maybe with an activity or something like that. Or maybe it's, you know, she's got an emotional scale and things going on too. So there's something wonky with her for the day. So we got to talk about feelings or emotions. And so, you know, just patience with yourself, with everything, with the businesses, with just, you know, knowing that no matter what, there's tomorrow, something can be done tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Great one. So in your business, did you feel like there was a point when you felt like, yes, an event or anything that you felt like, yes, now I've done it, I'm successful?
So I feel like I'm an ever evolving, like, creation. I've revamped my business a few times. I would say I really feel like I'm successful now because I'm not super focused on any kind of outside validation or, you know, doing it like anyone else. I mean, it's just, I'm just doing it the way I'm doing it. Who resonates with me will resonate with me. And I'm really excited for those connections and opportunities. And so I feel like when you can kind of like model yourself around exactly what feels really good to you and maybe not what everyone else is doing, that's success. When you can kind of get out of your own way and put yourself out there, whether it's messy or it's not super polished or you're just starting or you're, you know, well established, that's success. It's like, I feel like it's just doing the things you're led to do, because most of the time people who are entrepreneurs, who are sensitive business owners, like, it's not super simple. Like, we're doing things outside the box, or we're operating on, you know, different business models than maybe the 3D reality of the world. And so, you know, I feel like success to me is really just embodying who you are without, you know, an outside lens, maybe contributing to what you should or shouldn't be doing.
I love that. How do we do that?
It's shadow work, practice, sitting with the uncomfortable feelings, sitting with when your solar plexus is in a knot and you're getting, you know, like your mind is telling you, you can't do it this way, it's not going to work. So that is an ever evolving practice in itself, I feel like, you know. Lots of self-love too, and inner child healing. I feel like a lot of people forget about the inner child as we get to adulthood, and, you know, we've got so many responsibilities. But one of my biggest you know, things I always tell my clients is that if you're not giving your inner child attention, she can tank any kind of timeline, just like something externally or your shadow or your ego or anything else can tank your timeline. So make sure you're giving your inner child the attention she needs.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. And from your point of view, both from your journey as a sensitive, but also the work that you do with your clients, what are the biggest strengths of being a highly sensitive in business?
Just being able to feel, you know, other people, their energy, my own business, what feels good and what doesn't. And I feel like being okay with things not working out or things not, like, I don't want to use the word failure, but I feel like mistakes are blessings, or, you know, failures are, they help us grow. They help us turn whatever didn't work into something better. So I feel like just that awareness with being able to like read the energy of the business and what the collective needs and my clients, how they're feeling, where their density is in their body. It's really a gift. It's really a gift to be able to do. And I feel like we all have that gift. We all have the ability to tap into that. And so it can, you know, yes, there's awful things in the world. And yes, being sensitive can tap you into, you know, some sadness and some things going on, but we can also look at it as, you know, a superpower in that we have the ability to be compassionate, to understand, to feel and sense other things. And we can also, you know, use it as tools to make ourselves successful and, you know, manifest our dreams and desires and what we want. And in doing that, if it's aligned with changing the trajectory of the world, then we're, you know, we're doing the world a service as well.
Yeah, definitely. Love that. Yeah, I definitely think that we need to step into that even more as sensitives and really see what a beautiful gift it is. Love that. So what is something that you wish everyone knew about your work?
Probably just that it can be a lot of fun. So I feel like some people resist, you know, healing work or healing sessions because it's like nobody really wants to dig into some of that uncomfortable, you know, emotional energies sometimes. But, you know, there's fairy adventures, there's like creator dragons that can come in, and it can be very playful and very fun and very, you know, I have a client that I always think of when I get asked questions like this, because her higher self is hilarious. So we sit through the call and like two little like schoolgirls are cracking up half of the time at the messages and the energies that her higher self brings in. So I feel like that would be the thing I would say. It doesn't have to be all the heavy lifting. It can be fun. Healing can be fun, like dancing, you know, moving, even if it's not in session with me, that kind of stuff can shift energy, just like, you know, the crying or the journaling or the trying to unearth some of the harder type things.
Mm, that is such a good reminder. It really is easy to see it as, oh, now I have to go down and get gritty and like dig into the horrible stuff. But yeah, actually it can be fun and it can be really rewarding. It's usually really rewarding. Mm. So if someone is listening to this and they feel like they need healing, where can they start? What would be a first step that they can take?
So I would say a first step that is really good is to focus on simple things like a Ho'oponopono mantra that they can say, you know, or some kind of self-forgiveness, you know, thing. Practice journaling is really good, connecting in with the energy of their chakras, you know, stretching. There is vagus nerve resets. It's super simple, 2 minutes a day to reset your nervous system, kind of getting in a habit of doing something like that. And then just 5 minutes in the morning, connect in with your higher self in meditation, maybe some kind of gamma type music that really connects you in, you know, and just make that commitment to connect in with your intuition, or whatever you want to call it. Doesn't have to be higher self. It's your intuition. It's your higher self. It's God. It's source, whatever you want to call it. Connect in with some of that higher energy to kind of, you know, because the answers will come to you. Like the answers on what you need to do next, how you need to approach it, whatever is breaking down with your body. The answers are all there if you can just get silent and kind of take the time to connect in and see what's going on. So I would say those are really good first steps for somebody who wants to kind of tackle a healing journey. Diet, parasite cleanses, all of that stuff is really helpful as well. So, you know, even just going on a couple of days of, you know, some healthier foods you know, veggies and fruits and leaner meats and stuff like that, and a little bit of exercise, you can see major changes in your life.
Mm. So what do you think would be the difference in the world if more people did this work?
I think everyone would be happier. I feel like all of the anger in the world would, like, I mean, if they had a scale, I feel like it would, like, downplay, you know, and go way down on the levels, because I feel like a lot of time we're triggered and it's just old traumas or it's old things and we're not even really listening to each other. I know there's times I can say something and somebody will, you know, my husband especially, because sometimes he doesn't listen all the way, but they'll be like, I got the beginning of that, but I totally spaced out when you said the rest of it. And I feel like we're, a lot of us are walking around not really hearing other people, but we're reacting to these triggers or these thoughts or these things we think we hear from them, because at some point somebody, you know, really hurt us or bullied us in school or, you know, manipulated our energy. And so it's, if more people did this, they would see everything more clearer. And, you know, I feel like we would just be happier as a race, as you know, a humanity, as everything, a collective.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. I definitely think that this work is more needed in the world. So yeah, thank you for the work that you do. And you have some free resources on your YouTube channel as well. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, I have several guided meditations. Inner child healing is one of them. There's a higher self connection, a shadow connection, a womb healing meditation. So there's several options there. If you wanted to start, you know, connecting in a little bit more and get a little groundwork, they're not super long. So I would love for people to, you know, go check out my YouTube page and see if any of that will help them on their journey.
Wonderful. And so how do you know where to start? Because you have so many different modalities or things that you can start with. How do you know which one to choose?
So I feel like just ask your intuition. Like, you know, there's so many things out there, but really, like, the self-care and, you know, working with your physical body, staying present, connecting in with your higher self, and then ask until you get the answer. And sometimes if you still don't get an answer, you don't hear anything, I like to listen to some kind of meditation music to kind of get me more connected in, and start automatic writing and just take your pen, connect in and start writing. And if it's just scribbles or lines or gibberish, or you have no idea what it looks like, at some point you will get words or suggestions or things that will start to, you know, make sense. And I feel like your higher self can guide you, and can, you know, connecting with the higher dimensional realms is probably the fastest way to really, you know, start a journey or a healing journey or something like that.
Mm, wonderful. Thank you. Oh, I feel there's so much more we can dig into, but is there anything else that you would like to say to those sensitives that are listening?
Just that I'm grateful that they're here. I'm grateful for you and this podcast and people who are talking about these kinds of things, and, you know, turning sensitivity into a superpower instead of, you know, this scary, I'm absorbing all the energy of the world type thing, because I feel like we really do have more power than some of the powers that be right now want us to believe we have. And so, you know, yeah, I think that's probably what I would say.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so, so much for sharing your wisdom here with us and for doing the work that you're doing in the world. It's so important.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Sensitive Success. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and share it with someone who could benefit from this message. And come over and connect with me on Instagram at Frida Cabo. And remember, sensitivity is neither good or bad. It's what we make of it. Embrace your sensitivity and use it to create sensitive success your way.